Hey everyone, it's Chloe for the Limitless Broadcasting Network, and the holiday season is in full swing. If you are looking for the perfect gift this holiday season, then I'm excited to share our Limitless newsletter with you. If you have a passion for Hollywood, entertainment, or media, this is your chance to dive deeper and get the full story. Think of our newsletter as a digital magazine crafted for the connected community. You can subscribe at limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com, starting at just $7 a month or $80 for a full year. By subscribing, you'll not only receive the Limitless newsletter, but also gain access to all our exclusive podcasts, including The Secrets Uncovered, The Truth Behind the Lies podcast, Rant Radio, Bump in the Night Chronicles, and Strange World with Robert. And that's not all. Enjoy classic streaming television shows like The I Love Lucy Show, Alfred Hitchcock Presents, Dragnet, and many more. Don't miss out. Subscribe now. In a world full of noise, bias, and clickbait, finding the truth shouldn't be a challenge. Get the facts straight, sharp, and entirely unfiltered. Welcome to the Limitless News Coverage Podcast, your number one source for completely unbiased news. I am your host and news correspondent, Maya Sinclair. Join me every week so I can break down the barriers and dive deep into the stories that are shaping our world. From breaking national news stories and crucial coast-to-coast United States coverage, to the latest shifts in media news, sports coverage, and entertainment news stories, I track it all so you stay ahead of the curve. No spin, no agendas. Just the stories that matter to you. The Limitless News Coverage Podcast is available right now, anywhere you get your favorite podcasts. Ready to elevate your listening experience? Ditch the interruptions. Head over to limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com today to subscribe and unlock completely ad-free episodes. That's limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com. Take the limits off your news.
What turns on killers is suffering and death of another human being. And as his determination builds to take another life, he plans in obsessive detail what props he'll bring, what knots he'll tie. Let me ask you guys something. What turns you on?
Welcome to Canvas and Crime, your ultimate destination for true crime and horror merchandise. Meet Elizabeth, the creative force behind canvasandcrime.com. She combined her passion for painting with her fascination for true crime and horror, giving birth to this unique shop.
You're looking for an intelligent white male, 20 to 30 years old, socially functional.
Are you a fan of serial killer memorabilia? You're in luck. Canvas and Crime has an incredible selection, from iconic mugs featuring notorious figures like Ted Bundy and the Zodiac Killer, to killer shot glass sets that showcase your favorite serial killers.
All I know to do is change your locks, tighten up your security, and pray.
But that's not all. You can also find custom prints of your most loved serial killer, adding a personal touch to your collection. For the most entertaining serial killer merchandise, look no further than canvasandcrime.com. Support a small business and dive into the chilling fun. Shop today, and don't forget to follow Canvas and Crime on YouTube as well.
This is Robbie Reviews.
I feel the need for speed.
I'm gonna make him an offer, yeah.
Life was like a box of chocolates.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss
it. First rule of Fight Club is, do not talk about Fight Club.
I'll be back.
Lack of a better word, is good.
Show me the clothes. And we're going, we don't need clothes.
Guys, welcome to another Robbie Reviews. We have a special guest with us today. We have Sammy in the building.
Hello.
And today, we are talking about Disclosure Day. I drug Sammy to see this movie. She was a Spielberg fan, so that helped.
I don't know if I would say drug, but okay.
But this is a crossover event, though. This is not just between Robbie Reviews. This is The Secrets Uncovered as well. We're doing dual show. Secrets Uncovered, The Truth Behind the Lies podcast, is a subscription-based show. So head over to limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com and subscribe for that. Let's jump into the disclosure day.
Okay. So this one's directed by Steven Spielberg, as you said, and the screenplay is by David Cope, who also worked on Jurassic Park and War of the Worlds. Key cast, Josh O'Connor, Emily Blunt, Colin Firth, Eve Hewson, and Coleman Domingo. And people say this is almost like a continuation of Close Encounters of the Third Kind, kind of, I guess.
I guess in what way?
I don't know. I haven't seen that movie, so I have no idea. I figured you would be able to.
I mean, at the end of it, they go up in the space shuttle. So maybe,
or like a tie-in? I don't really know.
I mean, maybe them coming back to the Earth. Because at the end of it, he goes up in the space shuttle.
Okay. I mean, I don't
know. Spoiler alert.
Are you planning on ever seeing
that movie at all?
I don't know if we were ever going to watch it or not.
I think that would be a good one. I mean, you like this one, so.
I didn't mind this one, no.
All right.
So for this one, it just came out recently. So it was released on June 12th, 2026. And it's going to be a return for Spielberg to sci-fi alien.
Okay.
That genre. So just like E.T., Close Encounters, like we were talking about. So the story basically involves this guy, Daniel, who's played by Josh O'Connor, who's a cybersecurity specialist that steals classified files and an alien device from Wardex. That's a secret arm of the government. And they've suppressed all the evidence of extraterrestrial contact since 1947 when
Roswell happened.
Yep, there you go. And Daniel goes on the run with his girlfriend, Jane, who's played by Eve. And she doesn't really know what's going on for a little bit into the movie.
Right.
She doesn't really know what's happening. But she was kidnapped, and he's rescuing her at the beginning, essentially. Right. Colin Firth plays Noah, who's pursuing him. He's Daniel's former boss at Wardex. And he's pretty ruthless. He's got a whole team behind him, trying to capture Daniel and get the information back and prevent him from sharing it, basically, with the world. And far away from where they are in Kansas, there's a meteorologist named Margaret Fairchild, that's Emily Blunt, and she all of a sudden one day starts like knowing things about people, speaking in alien tongues, basically just having like this weird psychic experience, kind of. That she basically doesn't know what's happening to her, but she all of a sudden knows that she needs to get to Daniel.
Right.
Like, she just is drawn to it, and she can't explain it, but she just knows that they need to meet up.
It had, what son was in it? Jack Burton's son. I can't remember the actor's name. You know who Jack Burton is from Big Trouble in Little China?
Jack Burton? Oh. Yeah, you're talking about Kurt Russell's son.
Yes.
Wyatt, isn't it?
Yeah, he was in this movie.
Yeah, for like a hot minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the husband for Emily Blunt's character. Or boyfriend. Or whatever.
Her boyfriend.
I don't know what he is, but either way, he doesn't stick around for long.
Yeah.
Because he thinks she's having like a mental breakdown and is trying to get her to go back to the hospital. Because she originally goes there because she has like an MRI and stuff because she thinks she's having a stroke, and then she ditches him at a gas station.
Sucks for him, right?
Yeah, but she had to because he was gonna get her in
she was
more trouble.
Her. I mean, yeah. When she was at the hospital, a bunch of MIBs
mm-hmm.
showed up and they were like, I want to talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
And so they ended up sneaking out of the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then they find Daniel and his girlfriend end up at this mm-hmm. farmhouse
mm-hmm.
where they're waiting for the next day. This movie basically takes place over 2 days.
Yeah, it's a 2-day thing.
The feds end up finding them because Daniel's ex-boss has this technology where he can literally possess people.
Yeah, it's the alien.
It's the alien stuff that they got from Roswell.
Yeah.
So think of this company. What was it?
Wardex.
Wardex. Think of Lockheed Skunk Works and all the other DARPA things like that. All the companies out there and that they're not telling you about. You know about, but you know nothing about. That's what Wardex is supposed to be.
Okay.
Gotcha. So there's a lot of tie-ins to Roswell. Like when you first get into this, they're like 1947. I pointed that out to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely think Steven Spielberg gets briefings from that.
I know Steven Spielberg is really into history. He's talked about that in some interviews. He likes to read a lot of historical books and watch things about history. That's what interests him.
Right. But he is so powerful in Hollywood. You don't think he actually gets briefings?
About aliens?
Aliens from... You don't think Hollywood runs with, like, spy agencies?
I have no idea.
Okay.
That's more your thing.
Yeah, I definitely think that he gets briefings from spy agencies.
But why would they just tell him that?
Because I think they can trust him.
To tell everybody?
Not to outright...
Well, that's what he does in movies,
not
right?
Not to outright tell everybody. He basically says this is like a documentary, right? But, you know, the funny thing is when this movie came out, there were actually real UFO disclosures happening that same day on TV.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was interesting when this movie is premiering.
Well, why would they do disclosures the same day as the movie coming out?
I think they would try to discredit the movie. Like, it's just Hollywood fluff. I mean, clearly Steven Spielberg believes in this stuff, or he wouldn't be keep doing this.
You think he believes in it, or he just thinks they're interesting stories?
I think he actually believes that they're aliens.
Okay.
You know?
I don't know. I'm asking just what you think.
No, I really think he believes that. I mean, look at E.T., look at Close Encounters of the Third Kind, look at this one. I think that he actually believes they're out there.
Are the aliens nice in the Close Encounters movie?
I mean, you don't really see them until the last part when they get to the mountain and it lands. I guess we should watch Close Encounters of the Third Kind, but like they take people up in the space shuttle.
I mean, so are they like torturing the people or?
No, they're not torturing the people or anything like that. They do take a lot of people and then people are looking for their sons and daughters and things like that. That's how they end up getting to the mountain. But
so they just keep the people?
No, they returned them at the end of the movie.
Oh, okay. So I haven't seen the movie. So
why do you think I'm yelling at you?
You're like, no, they return him. Like, no, duh.
The guy that was in it and the wife or the mother that was looking for his daughter or her son end up finding where this secret meeting is going to be at Dreyfus. The main guy is Richard Dreyfus.
Oh, okay.
He was playing in this and like he keeps seeing this mountain. He keeps drawing this mountain over and over and over again. It turns out it's a real mountain, but they go there, they land.
Was he abducted? Why is he drawing the mountain?
I believe he saw the UFOs. He wasn't abducted, but he was burned.
So is this like a thing then Spielberg does? Because like in this movie, Emily Blunt's character just like knows where to go.
Intuitively.
Yeah.
I guess you could say that because he intuitively is like, he keeps seeing this mountain over and over and over again. And he's like, oh, I need to go to this mountain because something's going to happen. And he basically, Richard Dreyfuss basically sneaks on this base and the Air Force is there, big security. And he sneaks on and the government is like, how about you do this for us? Go to in the space shuttle. So at the end, his character leaves with them, with the aliens.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody that was taken was returned.
Okay.
At the end of it.
Okay. So for this movie, I guess, I don't know if this has been like an issue with reviews or not, but the like first like two thirds of the movie is a lot of like intensity, right? It's like action based.
Yeah, right. Because
they're being pursued. We're seeing the two of them get together to meet up, Margaret and Daniel. And then at the end, it's just, it kind of like shifts because then we just see them re-experiencing what they went through.
Because they were abducted.
Yeah, as children together.
Right.
And then the information they now know about the aliens and the fact they have to tell everybody.
Right.
Like the tone shifts. Do you think that like it was a good thing for the movie or do you think it
didn't have enough balance? I feel like they were pursuing them and the guy just kind of gave up.
Yeah, that
at the end of it, he was at the studio, he mm-hmm. cut all the power and then he just was like, "Well, let's see what happens," and he just gave up.
I would have liked to have seen more about Noah, Colin Firth's character, and why, you know, to me, it would have been nice to know if he just like, did he get a message, you know, like a psychic message that just said, you know, it's fine, just let them do it. Did he literally just give up? Like, what happened?
In my mind, he was seeing his wife again, because with the first time they popped up,
mm-hmm.
they were seeing his wife.
Mm-hmm.
When they were in the trailer, that's what I thought. So when he came back into the TV station, he was seeing his wife. Emily Blunt transformed into his wife. And
how did that work?
It was like a psychic. Because
like she has alien stuff in her.
Yes.
Like whenever they did the eyeball thing.
Right.
They got reactivated as a 38-year-old woman.
Yeah, like it just kind of came up and she was like, you should do this or you should go after that or, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Another thing that the movie brings up, which I think is with more religious people has maybe been a controversy, is the fact that, you know, we have a former nun in the movie, right?
Right.
Who
says on earth.
Yeah. I mean, she doesn't not believe in God, but she just has questions about how God fits into like the universe.
Yeah.
Instead of just earth. Right. So that's kind of the question. Would God be over just Earth or over the universe? Because she says if we're supposed to believe in a higher being, that is God. And then we meet higher beings. Like, basically, what does that say about our belief system?
What does it? I think these are all good questions. Like, me personally, the more and more I keep studying, the more and more I think religion is just a control aspect. I think I'm more spiritual. I believe in a higher consciousness and a life essence.
Mm-hmm.
But God, I think there's a source out there.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in there too many situations where there isn't a higher power. But if you look in the Bible, there's so many things that thou shalt not have any other gods before me. That God, your God is a jealous God. Well, who's God jealous of? Who does he have to be jealous of?
And I mean, across the world, different people have different beliefs, right?
Right.
They all seem to believe in, for the most part, some sort of higher power.
Correct. Right?
But it's not all the same, number one. But I do think there's a certain extent of, when you read about the Bible or whatever it is, of just trying to enact fear in people.
Right.
So they behave a certain way or they do certain things or, you know, it is, I think, a form of control, depending.
No, I agree with you 100%.
So, yeah, that I think that's definitely a thing. And the Bible was not written
by God.
By God.
It was written people. By man.
Yeah. The golden bricks,
the golden plates,
were made up by John Smith and Pocahontas.
Okay.
In the woods. Okay. I'm just saying. Well, you know, some of Joseph these religions Smith went more extreme than others.
Was a Freemason. I mean, the Mormon religion was based on Freemason principles.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph Smith was in the brotherhood, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
They don't ever teach you that in Sunday school where, oh, by the way, he was in the Freemasonic society. you know, and that would contradict a lot. What I think is going on is I think there's a galactic universe out there, galactic council, that helps govern space.
But who's part of it? Other aliens?
Other alien beings.
Not Earthlings.
I think Earth has to be included in it.
Well, who would be part of it then?
People that are spiritual. People that are open. I mean, we started getting alien visitation to this planet during Oppenheimer, during the atom bomb era.
How do you know you didn't have it before then?
Because you keep getting all these sightings and reports of, you know, what was the... I'm trying to explain.
No, but my point is, you say there was reports, right?
Yeah.
But you have to think of the time frame.
Yeah, you're right. There could have been... There were more reports about it during the after the atom bomb.
Because there was an ability to spread news faster.
Okay.
Right?
But what I think happened is you have all these Martians and everything, aliens, and this primitive Earth is cultivating this big energy blast, and everybody in the galaxy was like, what's going on with this planet?
So the aliens wanted to come see the bomb.
They wanted to see if we were dumb enough to blow each other up.
I see.
Ourselves up.
Okay.
And so they're keeping an eye on this planet because they think we would push the button. Let's say we actually were like going to nuke each other, like mm-hmm. the United States were going to nuke Russia and Russia was going to do that, or China. I think they would come out of hiding and stop it. Because I don't think they agree that this is our planet. I think they think we are just staying here. We're just renting this. I feel like it's another place, another beings feel like it's their planet.
Why?
Why? Because this has been a jumping off period for a long time for other cultures, other alien beings. I mean, we can get into the Anunnaki where they think that they were coming to this planet. This was a water planet called Tiamat beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
And their planet was dying and they needed to go to a planet that had gold because gold could survive their, help their atmosphere, replenish their atmosphere. And that's how they ended up coming to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And those alien beings can last, like, their lifespan is like 430,000 years.
Where do you get this from?
Just books I've read, documentaries I've read.
Where do they get it from?
I'm assuming they get it from reports, whistleblowers.
But how would people know that some alien being can last or live for 400 years?
Well, I'm assuming...
Where do you get that from?
I'm assuming they get this information from top secret reports. My dad was in the Air Force, right? And he used to tell me about, he was a captain in the Air Force. And when I was younger, he used to tell me about these top secret reports about UFOs that would come down and land. And they would try to investigate what was going on with them. So I think we've been studying. Ben Rich, like in the 90s, he was the CEO of Lockheed Skunk Works, right? He said in the 90s, we have enough technology to send ET home.
Okay.
In the 90s. Let me ask you this question. Out of all the technological advances out there, you know, cars are the only thing staying the same, right? Airplanes. And in 70 years, because they're saying there's been 70 years of secrecy because of what happened. Let's say backdate this from Roswell, right?
Mm-hmm.
So people say we got technology from Roswell. We got Kevlar. We got night vision technology, among other things. We got microchip processors from Roswell and the space shuttle or spacecraft because they back engineer everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's say we did that. And all these military companies are keeping this a secret from us. And they say every time we have technology release, the government is 50 years more advanced than we are, right?
Okay.
So why are we still using fossil fuels to heat this planet, to drive cars? I feel like we have different propulsion systems. I feel like they, like, we have this energy called zero-point energy where it's just in the universe that it can power itself.
Okay.
And I think these companies are keeping that from us.
It powers itself from what?
It's like, I honestly don't know how to explain zero-point energy, but Tesla, the original Tesla, he was doing energy experiments with electricity and everything, and he would write everything down. He was trying to figure out how to have free energy, basically. It's like free energy.
Well, energy has to come from somewhere.
Right, but I think energy can come from the air.
Okay, so like you use wind energy, sun energy. Yeah,
but I would think he found a way to pull it out of the air to power everything.
Okay.
And there's been reports of like people being able to use cars and use water as gasoline.
Right.
And then those people mysteriously end up dead. You know?
Why?
Because I don't think the powers that be want that kind of...
The government.
The government. The oligarch.
Not the aliens. It's the government.
Well, I think the government is keeping tabs on this. Because you have to think about this. If fossil fuels die, right? The oligarchy dies. You're talking about trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars that will just collapse the world economy.
Okay.
And I think that's what they're protecting.
You don't think you could just invest in these new energy companies?
I think the way people like it, I think the powers that be like it this way. That's why we haven't came up with different power solutions.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're worried about the world economy.
Okay.
And I think if they say, oh, I think they know we have this other power source out here.
Mm-hmm.
But to do that, will crash, it'll crash the economy.
Okay.
The oligarchy will go down.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
I guess, yeah.
I mean, I want to make sure we're trying, kind of doing a crossover episode, so mm-hmm. we're into weirder territory.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I liked the movie. I was excited that this movie came out.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to see what your thoughts were. I mean, what's the last alien movie you really saw?
Didn't we watch one? Who's in it? Amy Adams, wasn't she in it? Was that her?
And what was she doing?
I don't know. She was like going to work on the spaceship or with the aliens or something.
I can't remember.
Do you remember what I'm talking about?
No, I don't. But we're going to look it up for you.
Yeah, because you're useless. Arrival.
Arrival. Okay.
We saw that in theaters, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but that was a long time.
Isn't that an alien movie, though?
Yes, they arrive.
Yeah.
And Jeremy Renner is on there.
Yeah, that's an alien movie.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we saw that one.
Yes, we did. What else you got for me on Disclosure Day?
Hold on, let me go back. So, another interesting, we kind of were touching on this, but another interesting part of the Spielberg version of an alien movie, I guess, is, you know, the government's really against sharing it because they don't think the people should know. So, obviously the aliens don't agree and, you know, the people helping release the information don't agree. But at the end of the day, Spielberg makes the aliens seem like they want to work with people, right? They don't want to destroy Earth. They want to be part of it.
And I agree with that.
So, yeah. So do you think aliens...
Welcome to Limitless Broadcasting Network. Limitless Broadcasting Network is a family-owned podcast and streaming platform dedicated to creating engaging programming for our audience. We produce a variety of shows, including podcasts, television series, movies, and documentaries. Here are some of the exciting podcasts we produce. The Pixie Dust Twins Podcast. You Can't Kill the Boogeyman Podcast. The Painful Truth of Living with Chronic Pain Podcast. Robbie Reviews Podcast. The Partner Complex Podcast.
We also offer subscription podcasts, such as The Secrets Uncovered, The Truth Behind the Lies podcast, Bump in the Night Chronicles podcast, Rant Radio podcast, Hollywood Hustle podcast, The Shows That Shaped Us podcast, Limitless News Coverage podcast, Strange World with Robert podcast. You can find all podcast shows from the Limitless Broadcasting Network anywhere you get your podcasts. For ad-free episodes, subscribe now.
Aliens would actually be like conducive to working with people and not wanting to take over the planet.
I think some of them, because the government has came out already and said there's four kinds of alien beings already on this planet.
There's like an official document.
Yeah.
Okay.
The news, like CNN News, have covered this. Like the Greys, you have the Greys, you have the Reptoids, like the Mantons. You have the Nordics and you have the Dracos, reptilians. Like they've had these reports that saying, yes, they are here. I mean, Paul Hellyer from the Defense of Canada has came out and said, there's more than just that. There's 20 or so beings. The Tall Whites, I guess they're in Air Force Base in Vegas. They
just hang out in Vegas?
Yeah, because they can fit in. Okay. And I've heard that they dress up like us. They can kind of pass like us, right? And what I've heard is there are people that are hybrids running around.
How are they hybrids? Well, they make them like a petri dish or something?
No, that one alien, like the Palladians, have to mate with the other, with humans.
That's what I'm asking you. What kind of human is going to fuck an alien? I don't even know if that's possible. Why? With anatomy. It would make more sense to me if you said they made them in like a petri dish.
Well, they have similar, the Nordics and the Tall Whites are similar to us.
Okay, well, I don't know how I'm supposed to know that magically. You're saying this like everybody just knows this fucking bit of information about these aliens.
Well, I'm trying to tell you.
Okay, Robbie's going to look it up since I don't know what he's talking about.
So, serviceman claims Tall White aliens visit Nevada's casinos in human outfits in the 50s.
They wear human outfits. What does that mean? Just clothes, or do they have like a human skin? Are they like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre? Like he's wearing like a skin face?
No, I think they just wear like different outfits to make them look more human.
Okay, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, they don't like get our skin or anything. They don't like put on a skin suit like Men in Black.
That's what I'm asking.
No.
Okay.
But he was on the military base. And he would do military readings for the weather, and he would go out in the far ends of the bases, and nobody told him that, I'm talking about Charles White, nobody told him that these alien creatures were out there.
Okay.
Because it's so classified. And there's a whole documentary about this, but he ended up becoming friends with these people.
With the aliens.
With the Tall White aliens. Let me see if I can find a picture.
Okay.
This is what he says. Just that,
put it in a little bit closer.
I don't even know.
It's hard to see. That. Which one?
This is what they say that the tall whites look like.
That their noses are weird.
Okay. Or something like this. But they're all very white. So they would stick out.
Yeah.
They're
kind of like Nordic people.
Yeah, the Nordic aliens. So these are the four types of aliens. These are the Nordics.
Okay.
They look like us.
They just look like a person.
These are the reptilians.
Mm.
The grays.
That's what they had in the movie then.
Yeah, and the mantis. Like they say, there's like praying
bug.
Mantis.
It literally looks like
but
a bug.
The government has actually came out and said this is a real thing. This is a real phenomena.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we can stop saying if aliens exist. They do exist.
Well, wouldn't it make sense when the universe is like so big and we haven't even explored like even probably like a pin size amount.
Do you think space is real?
What?
Do you think we can actually get to outer space?
We've been to outer space.
How do you know that?
Like the moon landing? Nah, I'm pretty sure the moon is in space.
Okay.
Oh my God.
You don't think it's in?
They've sent like robots to Mars and shit. Like,
how do you know that for real? NASA is here to deceive us. I mean, you look at the people from the space shuttle and everything like that, and there's like wires and there's,
you know, the people that blew up on the space shuttle, they just like blow them up for fun. Like, people saw that one explode.
No, I agree. They so, did, but they didn't make it to space.
Yeah, because it blew up.
I mean, why would the government blow up somebody? Why would they do 9/11? I mean, same question, right?
No.
Yes.
Mm.
Why would the government blow up these people? Did they blow them up for fun? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Why would they do 9/11?
They didn't do 9/11.
You're going to tell me that you don't think the government had anything to do.
So you're going to be one of those that they planted for it to blow up.
Yeah. 9/11, building 7. How did that fall down? When it was 200 yards
away. Are you like a physics expert all of a sudden?
So you're saying a building can explode here and another one that wasn't touched will just explode next to it?
How did we get on this subject? I thought we were going to talk about aliens.
We are talking about aliens, but now we're talking about cover-ups.
Well, I think it's nonsense to say like the moon landing's not real.
I didn't say the moon landing is
not
real.
You're implying it's not real.
I am saying that I've heard that we live in a dome and the moon and the sun are in the dome, right?
Okay.
And so when they say we went to the moon, we didn't go very far because it's in the dome.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
That's why I'm asking you, is space real?
So have they had this conspiracy since like the 1800s when Galileo and whatnot were getting out their telescopes and reporting what they could see?
Well,
and the stars.
Back in the day, people thought the sun was the center of the universe.
Okay, but my point is that stuff existed and we know it existed because there's documentation of it. So the government was like making a conspiracy back then about the dome. I mean, like, if they're looking at it, they don't. If there's a dome, you would see something. Because if it's a dome, that means it has some sort of, like, you're saying it's clear, right?
Because no, I'm saying that there's water above the dome.
Now, all of a sudden, there's water above the dome.
Look at Genesis 1.
How big is the dome?
You're looking. Genesis 1, we separated the waters from the waters and made a firmament. It's in the Bible.
Which we just
stated that the Bible was written by man. Right.
Yeah, so that's not a thing. You can't.
How is that not a thing?
You can't argue that the Bible is written by man and then use it to promote your wacko conspiracy.
I'm just saying it says it right there in the good book. Even though I think
if there's a dome, that means there's some sort of roof, correct?
Okay.
That must be see-through or something.
Well, Operation Looking Glass, Fishbowl, the United States was exploding nuclear weapons in the atmosphere trying to break the glass ceiling.
Okay.
Which never happened.
They were glass.
They were trying to get out of the firmament.
So it's glass. Glass has reflections. This is what I'm trying to understand.
What are you trying to understand?
If it's a glass dome, then
you've heard that, right? In The Simpsons, it's like the glass.
I don't watch The Simpsons.
Neither do I, but they do predict a lot of things. They predicted that.
They don't predict things. People go back and they manipulate it or.
So how did they predict that Trump was going to win the presidency?
Think about the fact The Simpsons is a cartoon.
Okay.
Full of people doing stupid things.
Yes, but they predicted many things.
They clearly thought there's no way America could be stupid enough. And yet here we are to vote in someone like Donald Trump.
Well.
And it happened. I think that's what happened was The Simpsons thought this is far-fetched. And it wasn't because guess what? America is stupid.
There we go. What do you want me to tell you? I think you and I are having a difference of opinion.
You think there can be a difference of opinion when there's science and then there's talking about.
You're saying, was this proven in Galileo? Well, there were tribes, the Dagon tribe was like, do you remember the time before the moon happened? You know, they're saying the moon is a space shuttle. It was driven here. God. It's landlocked. Why does the moon never change? You know, why can't you see the dark side of the moon?
Because of gravity.
Okay.
Gravity keeps it tethered to Earth.
The rotational spin. Yes. So you think we are in a ball spinning through Earth.
We're on a round
spinning planet. Through space.
Spinning on an axis.
Spinning through space.
In a small orbit, yes.
That's what, why can't we feel that?
Why would you be able to feel it?
I'm asking you, why can't we feel it?
You think you can just stand outside? It moves so slowly, there's no way you could feel it.
Okay. I'm not saying you're wrong or right.
You feel gravity, but gravity's there. Here, let's test out gravity right now.
You think that's really gravity?
What do you think is?
Do you think Benjamin Franklin got gravity wrong?
Benjamin Franklin? No, I think Benjamin Franklin worked on eyeglasses and electricity. Not Benjamin
Franklin, but I can't remember the guy who came up with...
You're talking about Sir Isaac Newton?
Was he the one that came up with eyeglasses?
Oh my God, I'm losing my mind. Hey, Google.
I'm getting those two confused.
Oh, it's not even going to work now. Who found gravity? I'm going to show it to you.
Sir Isaac Newton, yes.
Yes, Sir Isaac Newton. Yeah,
getting those two confused, I'm sorry. But to answer your question, do you think in Galileo they had all this information? I don't know.
No, because that's the point of science, is you learn things as you go along.
Well, what if science is wrong?
How is science wrong?
It's all man.
Science is not, it's objective, not... Yeah, it's subjective, not subjective.
Okay.
Like, science just gives you, this is what it is. It has no opinions about it. Once there's opinions, it's not really science.
Well, you're saying just like the Bible was written by man, right?
Okay.
So how do we not know that people made mistakes in reporting science, quote-unquote science?
Sure. But I don't understand this nonsense about domes and flat earth and
I'm not saying I believe it.
The moon is not the moon, whatever.
I'm telling you that I believe it. I'm telling you that what I've heard. And I'm saying I simply asked the question to you. Do you think we actually went to space?
I already said yes.
Okay. I mean, all these billionaires have these bunkers and they're trying to get rid of something or be prepared for something. I've heard that we have like jump rooms that you could be in LA and you can open a door and jump to Mars.
You wouldn't survive on Mars. Do they wear like a spacesuit or something?
That? Yes, you would be in a spacesuit.
Okay, that's and my question.
Are you intrigued by true paranormal stories? Do you crave tales of the strange, the dark, and the mysterious? Tune into our new podcast, Bump in the Night Chronicles, produced by 1950 Studios and distributed by the Limitless Broadcasting Network. Each episode dives into chilling paranormal phenomena and spine-tingling urban legends. From ghostly encounters to hair-raising myths, we explore the unknown. So if you're brave enough and not easily scared, subscribe now to LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com for ad-free episodes.
Hey everyone, I'm Ashley.
And I'm Sammy, and we are
the Pixie Dust Twins. Going through Disney withdrawal? Well, we have the cure with Disney-centered topics every week.
You can check us out on all podcasting platforms or go to LimitlessBroadcasting.com for more info, merchandise, etc.
We hope to see you on the podcast, but make sure to bring some pixie dust and happy thoughts.
And aim for the second star on the right and straight on till you land on the Pixie Dust Twins podcast.
We'll see y'all real soon.
Are you tired of keeping your frustrations bottled up? It's time to let it out on Rant Radio. Whether it's the unpredictable weather, annoying coworkers, or that friend who never listens, we want to hear your best rants. Call us now at 844-857-7268. Join the conversation and share your thoughts with fellow rant enthusiasts. And guess what? The best rant wins a whopping $2,000 from Limitless Broadcasting Network. So what are you waiting for? Grab your phone, dial 844-857-7268 and start ranting. Rant Radio, where your voice matters. Happy ranting.
And I heard that we live underground. Why do you think Elon Musk wants to go to Mars so bad?
I don't really know why Elon Musk does anything.
He has a boring company and he has robots. He wants to send robots there to get the infrastructure built. And clearly, the humans are going to be living underground.
Maybe we can just send Elon Musk there to live with his stupid robots.
Okay.
I'm just saying. If that's where he wants to be.
Him and all the other billionaires wanted to be like that.
Well, great. We can just send them all up there.
So, this is definitely, we've gotten away from the plot.
Yeah, I feel like this is your fault.
Okay. But let's get back to Disclosure Day.
Okay.
What did you think of it? Would you rewatch it again?
I mean, I like all the actors. I like Steven Spielberg. I did like the movie.
Okay.
And at this point, you know, the giant question that the movie is basically posing is, should people know? Should the government be able to determine what you don't know or don't know in this case? And honestly, I think at least for us, and everything that we've been through, like, you know, talking about like Gen Xers and millennials and some of the older Gen Zers, I guess, all the shit we've been through. I mean, bring on the aliens. That's fine. They can just walk around. We're not going to be fazed by any of this after everything we've had to deal with.
Do you think disclosure would have to happen the way it happened in the movie? Like, it would have to come from a TV station and people would have to see it?
The thing is,
or do you think people would be like, this is AI?
People don't, for one, you don't know because there's so much AI out there. And people don't necessarily trust the news. You don't have Walter Cronkite anymore. Who do you trust in the news? You know?
Maya Sinclair from the Limitless News Coverage Podcast.
Oh my God, this guy. So that's the problem is,
how do you think disclosure should happen then?
I don't know. I feel like the people, like,
so if the government, the
aliens just have to like wander out somewhere and it just has to be all these different people on TikTok showing the same thing.
So it's
live.
The day the earth stood still. They came down, they landed.
And people just filmed it.
Then people are going to believe that the aliens are real.
I think you'd have a hard time, unlike what the movie showed with all the news stations reporting it. I think you'd have a hard time getting people to believe anything that the news reports on. Because everything is biased. Yes.
Okay.
You certainly couldn't have the White House report on it. And I think that's the only way is to have real people who just are in the area or around when they make themselves known.
Okay.
What do you think?
I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't think people would I agree with you there. I don't think people would trust it on the news. If disclosure, I mean, they must have a secret or something that the aliens, well, aliens did fly over the White House. That was on Life magazine or Time magazine back in the 50s or 60s. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know why, if they are there, they don't just come down and land, right? Maybe it'll cause a panic.
Because at the end of the day, they know that humans are stupid.
We have not evolved.
Yeah. I don't know, in a different part of the world, like maybe in like Japan or something, maybe they would be the ones to go approach first.
But do you think we'd actually believe it and be like, oh yeah, this is actually happening? How can you do disclosure and have everybody believe it, that this is the new reality?
The only way people would believe it is if they saw in front of their face.
I mean, it'd be like,
if the alien was on the bus with you or something.
It would be like the second coming of Christ, and Christ coming to the continent and saying, I'm Jesus Christ, and people not believing him.
Would you?
Probably not.
People have a mistrust of a lot of things that happen.
No, I agree.
And I think they should.
I don't trust anybody. Like, you know, I just don't trust people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a defense mechanism. Mm-hmm. But to be honest with you, I don't know how we can do disclosure. I think it needs to happen. I think we are losing. I mean, let me ask you this question. Antarctica.
Oh my God.
All the countries in the world have signed a treaty that nobody can go there and explore there. Everyone, right? And countries can't even get along for different stupid stuff, but they can all come together and say, you can't go to Antarctica. Does that make sense to you?
Well, when did they sign it?
The Antarctic Bill? Probably in the 60s, actually.
I think there's a difference between old world and current times.
So you're saying they got along back then, but now they don't?
I'm just saying. You know, obviously there were world wars and stuff. Don't get me wrong. They caused a lot of problems. But I do feel like the issues with governments, not necessarily people, but governments not getting along, is more of a newer thing.
Okay. Again, there's no right or wrong answers. That's why we do this show, The Secrets Uncovered, to everybody's opinion is accepted. We may try to debate it. You debate my opinion, I debate your opinion. But at the end of the day, we're coming as a community and trying to grow together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great to have other mindsets.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So, what would you rate this movie?
Calling all you horror enthusiasts. If you are brave enough, we dare you to listen to our horror podcast, You Can't Kill the Boogeyman Podcast, produced by 1950 Studios and distributed by Limitless Broadcasting Network. This show is available wherever you get your podcasts. Remember, everyone is entitled to one good scare. Don't forget to subscribe to LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com.
I mean, probably like 8.5 out of 10.
Okay. I mean, I liked the beginning. I thought the beginning was very intense.
Mm-hmm.
But I do, there was a shift. It basically, the action just dropped out.
Yeah.
And that was the part. So I'd probably get out of it like a 7.5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe a 7.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think it dragged, but I just don't think there was enough balance in between it.
Yeah.
I'm glad Steven Spielberg did this, because he's doing what he wanted to do, get the conversation going.
Mm-hmm.
But do I believe in aliens? Yes. I think the galaxy is too big for us just to live here.
Outside of the dome.
I didn't say it. I said that there might be a dome.
Okay.
Did I say I believed it?
I don't know.
But I don't think we're the only... It's like the Men in Black, right?
Mm-hmm.
When the guy's playing marbles and he puts the marbles in the bag and our world is in in the marble?
Mm-hmm.
No?
What's your point?
It was in a dome.
Okay.
You have all these symbols.
Are you trying to say that the movie was telling us that it was a dome?
I'm saying they have to put the truth in movies.
That is where you were going.
I'm just saying they have to put the truth in
movies.
So you do
believe that it's in a dome.
So let me ask you this question.
Oh my God.
The Universal logo, when they came before
the Earth.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
How did they come up with that? They drew it basically
the Earth?
They drew it basically the same as the globe. Like down to the T. How did they know the Earth was round?
When did Universal create its Earth
logo?
1913. It originally had a globe with a wide ring encircling it and updated in 1919 with the famous orbiting biplane and ribbon design, and has went through many overhauls, transitioning from early artistic illustrations to the digital 3D globe we see today.
It's the globe. I'm just saying, how do you think they came up with it? It's too neat for me.
It's too neat.
Yeah.
Why are there just like a bunch of ads on this? This is okay. So in 1912, it was a fucking circle. It wasn't even a globe, really. Look at that.
Okay.
And then this is what it looked like in 1913.
That looks like Mars.
Yeah, it looks like Saturn.
Saturn. I'm sorry.
And then still doesn't. 1923.
But look at the what I'm saying.
It doesn't really look correct, though. I mean,
continents. Now it doesn't. Keep going, but it looks. Or let me ask.
There. That's the first one, 1931.
That looks pretty accurate.
When did the first picture of Earth? So the first photo of Earth from space was 1946.
And when did they come up with theirs?
It was before that.
It was before that?
Yes.
So how did they know? How did they know it was a globe?
Because obviously the aliens told them.
That's my point.
We have to, the first known photograph was 1826.
So you're saying?
I don't know how they did that, though.
Well, that's my point. But I guess.
Oh, my God.
I mean, we can keep going on and on about this. That's why we wanted to do a crossover episode. I know you guys are like, oh, Josh is not with us. Yeah, this is a different kind of episode. But I liked the movie. I was excited that the movie came out. Mm-hmm. I wanted to bring Sammy to it. I'm glad she liked it.
I did like the movie.
So,
yeah.
I think if you're into aliens or you're questioning it, I think you should go see it. I think it's definitely worth seeing.
Or if you just like, you know, Spielberg. You know, because I think the first two thirds, they are definitely different from the last portion of the movie. The last portion of the movie is like all the heart and warm fuzzies
right, for
the Spielberg, you know, right, fans.
It's like two different movies, actually.
Kind of, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's when I was watching it, I was like, this is like two different movies.
Yeah, like it shifted. But, you know, I still liked it. But yeah, it is. You kind of have to keep that in mind that the third act is going to be different.
So,
yeah.
All right, guys. Well, if Sammy has nothing else to say, are you done?
I've been done.
All right. Well, we will see you in the next episode. Let us know what you think of Disclosure Day. Did you like it? Do you believe the government should disclose aliens and whatnot? Mm-hmm. Let us know. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you at the movies.
Bye.
Bye.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Robbie Reviews is hosted by Robbie Brooksby as part of the Limitless Broadcasting Network. Post-production and intro by Sammy Brooksby. Follow the show on Instagram at Robbie Reviews Movies. Check out the other shows on our network by following at Limitless Broadcasting on Instagram and at 1950 Studios on TikTok. See you next time.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
Hey everyone, it's Albert Parker here. I'm the host of the new Hollywood Hustle podcast, produced by 1950 Studios and distributed by the Limitless Broadcasting Network. Welcome to the show where we stop gawking at red carpets and start following the money. We dive deep into the financial secrets that keep Hollywood thriving. Not gossip, not just celebrity dirt, real structures, real cash flows, the corporate chess moves that decide what gets greenlit and what gets buried, who actually owns Hollywood, who makes the real money, and who's just along for the ride. So what makes Hollywood Hustle stand out? We don't just report headlines, we unpack them. Now, how do you listen? Hollywood Hustle Podcast is available on all major podcast platforms. For ad-free episodes, be sure to subscribe to LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com.